This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Meeting of top political leaders conclude. House meeting scheduled for 1 p.m. today adjourned by 2 hours. Three ministers take oath of office in Kosi provincial government. And unease grows among U.S. allies over sending cluster bombs to Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. A discussion was held between the top leaders of the three major political parties at the Prime Minister's office in Singhadarbar today regarding ending the deadlock in the House, after UML continued to obstruct the House regarding the speech of the Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. A discussion was held between Prime Minister Dahal, Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, and the leader of the main opposition party KP Sharma Oli. CPN-UML has demanded the resignation of the Prime Minister. However, the ruling coalition has concluded that the Prime Minister does not have to resign if he answers in the House. As the discussion between the top leaders continues, the meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for today has been postponed for 2 hours. After Prime Minister Dahal asked Speaker Debaraj Ghimire to postpone the meeting of the House of Representatives by 2 hours, the Speaker's Secretariat said that the Speaker wished to open the House through the discussion between the three leaders and reach a positive conclusion. The main opposition CPN-UML continued to obstruct the National Assembly today as well over the Prime Minister's recent public statement. With the obstruction, the schedule of the deliberations on the budget allocations to various ministries under the Appropriation Bill 2080 Bikram Samvat have been affected. Once the meeting convened, the UML lawmakers stood from their respective seats, gesturing the continuity of their concerns over the Prime Minister's recent statement. Following the protest, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timel Sinha urged the opposition lawmakers to put their concerns and allow the House to conduct the business. Today's National Assembly session was scheduled to hold deliberations on the budget allocations to various ministries. Likewise, budget allocation to the National Planning Commission, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, and the Office of the Vice President and the Office of the President were in the schedule of discussion. The National Assembly session has been rescheduled for 1 minute past 11 a.m. tomorrow. Chief of Kosi Province Parshuram Khapung today administered the oath of office and secrecy to three newly appointed ministers in the provincial government. The province chief administered oath to Jivan Acharya, Rajendra Karki and Ram Kumar Khatri at a ceremony held at province chief's office in Biratnagar. Acharya has been assigned to the portfolio of the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Planning, while Karki and Khatri would be assigned their ministerial portfolios later. Province Chief's office stated that the portfolio of Kamal Prasad Jagebu and Pradeep Kumar, who are appointed ministers on Friday, would be determined later. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has started the process of providing scholarships to students of institutional schools in the metropolis. Mayor of the Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Balindra Shah, said the KMC itself has started the process for the scholarship as the institutional schools were not doing it as required. The Education Department of the KMC has issued a notice for students studying in Grade 11 calling applications for scholarships. The application can be registered online until July 28. The students will have to sit for a test to be selected for the scholarship. The Education Act 2028 Bikram Samvat provides that institutional schools must provide free scholarships to underprivileged students with disabilities, women, Dalit or indigenous nationality students. The number of scholarships to be provided should be at least 10% of the total numbers of students enrolled in the school concerned. The Narayangarh-Muglin Road section opened for two-way traffic after clearing the landslide debris. The road has come into regular operation after a halt of 9 hours since this morning. Traffic on the road was completely blocked after a dry landslide occurred in Kalikhola of Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 6 yesterday afternoon. Police inspector at Muglin Area Police, Bishal Tamang, said that the vehicles and passengers stranded for past 9 hours are on their way to their destination. This section of the road has been blocked due to frequent landslides for the past 6 months. Thousands of vehicles pass through this road daily. 11 people had taken ill after they consumed poisonous mushrooms at Indrachok of Dipail Silagadi Municipality 5 in Doti district. The district police office Doti has said they have been referred to Dadeldhura from the district hospital Doti. Superintendent of Police Rajendra Dhamala said they are under medical treatment in Dadeldhura. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Several allies of the United States have expressed unease at Washington's decision to supply Ukraine with cluster bombs. The U.S. on Friday confirmed it was sending the controversial weapons to Ukraine, with President Joe Biden calling it a very difficult decision. In response, the U.K., Canada, New Zealand and Spain all said they opposed using the weapons. The decision to supply Ukraine with cluster bombs was quickly criticized by human rights groups, with Amnesty International saying cluster munitions pose a grave threat to civilian lives even long after conflict has ended. Cluster bombs have been banned by more than 100 countries because of the danger they pose to civilians. They typically release lots of smaller bomblets that can kill indiscriminately over a wide area. The munitions have also caused controversy over their failure or dud rate. Unexploded bomblets can linger on the ground for years and then indiscriminately detonate. North Korea has slammed the United Nations nuclear watchdog for approving Japan's plan to discharge treated water from Fukushima nuclear plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, approved Tokyo's plan to release treated water from the tsunami-hit nuclear plant into sea over the next few decades. The plan has raised concerns in neighboring countries, prompting China to ban some food imports and sparking protest in South Korea. An official from Pyongyang's Environmental Protection Ministry said in a statement by the official Korean Central News Agency that the release of the treated water will have a fatal adverse impact on human lives and security and ecological environment. Some 1.33 million cubic meters of groundwater, rainwater and water used for cooling have accumulated at the Fukushima nuclear plant, where several reactors went into meltdown after 2011 tsunami overwhelmed cooling systems. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said her talks with top Chinese officials have put ties on surer footings as she wrapped up a trip aimed at stabilizing fraught relations between the world's two biggest economies. During her four-day trip, which came on the heels of U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit, Yellen stressed the need for greater exchanges and collaboration even as deep divides persist between the countries. Her trip furthers a push by U.S. President Joe Biden's administration to steady ties with China while still asserting U.S. policies. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of the country, with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Lumbini and Sudhur Paschim province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Kosi and Gandaki province and the Tarai regions of the country and at a few places in the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Kosi, Gandaki and Sudhur Paschim province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.8 degrees Celsius with 0.7 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of top political leaders conclude. House meeting scheduled for 1 p.m. today adjourned by 2 hours. Three ministers take oath of office in Kosi provincial government. And unease grows among U.S. allies over sending cluster bombs to Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.